Your Worship, Mayor Elaine Manzer of the town of Peace River, thank you very much for joining us. I ask quite simply, 2023, in my opinion, has flown by. How have things gone from Peace River's standpoint?
I agree with you. It's flown by. The town has had lots happening, lots of new staff, including new CAO. She's just over a year. New engineer, other new staff as well. Different programs have started up and seem to be evolving into good things for the town.
And I'm hearing a new EDO is on the horizon.
Yes, right now in the draft budget, we've got a new EDO position, and hopefully the budget will pass on this coming Monday, December 11th. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then yes, the town will write up the job description and do the advertising and have somebody focused on EDO type things. Previous to this, we've had other staff that have been helping the committee that council instituted a little over a year ago. But we need, if we're going, you know, to pay attention properly to that aspect of the town, then we need somebody that can really be focused and developed relationships, and that be their main job, not a side job with other things. So yeah, so we're looking forward to that.
Peace River has been, a lot of abundance has happened over the last little while, some from both ends of the spectrum. First of all, I guess, back in April, May, and also in August and the first part of September, Peace River played evac center for a lot of communities.
Yeah.
You look back upon that now, Your Worship, how did that go?
Well, it went very well from the town perspective. We were a registration center, so more focused on getting people to start their paperwork. So if they went to evacuation centers and other places in Alberta, they were partway through the process to get more immediate attention there. We did have some people that arrived basically around the end of May, and they were still here late in August.
Yeah.
So staff, a gang, did a very good job of keeping the registration aspect open, and it was a lot of people. We had over 1,000 that registered.
Wow.
You know, so that's a lot of people for our town. I know some of the hotels were rather full up, also with the firefighters that were here, there, and everywhere. And that was really amazing, the help that the region got from other, well, other countries, as well as other parts of Alberta and Canada. Yeah, but you really feel for the people that are still out of their homes. They don't have homes, some of them. So, you know, yeah, it's awful, and you just hope that things can move along as rapidly as possible for them.
Fingers crossed that things turned around for them in 2024.
Yeah.
I just got I just finished an interview with Councillor Mark Boychuk on the task force as far as homelessness and crime is concerned around this area. What is your take on how things are, I guess, how are things going from your perspective, and what I guess the next steps for the town is?
Well, we've had Mark and his task force, which is also composed of some public members. RCMP is there, mental health from AHS, different municipalities also have reps on that task force. So a lot of consciousness raising and lots of, you know, questions, how can we help the situation, and the work that they have done in both enlightening us and finding out some of the issues has been very important. We have helped Sagatawa with a little bit of financial help for their mobile outreach program, both us and Northern Sunrise. So that, unfortunately, you know, money runs out. So we have in place two workers whose job is to go around town, make contacts with businesses, and, you know, learn what the business community is struggling with, and maybe help some causes in terms of developing relationships with some of the homeless that are seem to be here longer term than perhaps they would have been 10 years ago, 5 years ago. So develop those relationships, try to move some on to other programs. But again, you're dealing with a situation where individuals have their own mindset, and whether or not they're willing to take part in other programs or not, that's a different situation. We know that the provincial jail just down the river from us does release release former inmates into the town of Peace River. And, you know, agreed some of those inmates might still be picked up by relatives or friends within the town, but a large number of them, we think they're staying around until they find some way to move along, or they just stay. The latest documentation we've had is that there's about 25 that are released at the jail to family and friends, 25 that somehow through the jail system are transported to other places, and about 25 land in Peace River per, this has been per 3 month period. So almost one a day. And you know, you can appreciate that if you landed in a place without money, without resources, it'd be hard.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for the release people as well, but yet we have had problems with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the downtown businesses, you know, they've certainly done lots of painting, sprucing up their premises and stuff to hopefully discourage people from loitering where they shouldn't be, but damage has happened, and we're like most other places in Alberta, unfortunately, right now, of any size. You could substitute, when Edmonton has some problem going on, you could substitute Peace River almost,
yeah,
you know, for a lot of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that the mobile outreach will help the situation. Other than that, we've been advocating to the province for various help in various ways, be it the prison transport, one main thing. But other things, you know, Sagatawa for their shelter, their program is emergency type shelter. It's not ongoing. So all sorts of things come into being with respect to any aspect that you want to talk about homelessness and mental health.
A lot of branches on the tree.
There's a lot that of branches, for, yes, indeed.
That is for sure. I know you guys are in budget talk. I know the town is in budget talks. You mentioned the budget coming up this coming week.
Mm-hmm.
Any, like, major projects? I'm thinking, is there still money going into the Peace River Bridge project? Or is there at all?
Not at all from the Peace River taxpayer alone. It's Alberta Transportation.
Right.
So provincial funding has gone into that. And we're told that it's nearing the end of its renovations and whatnot. But they, too, have had some surprises with, you know, a bridge that's, well, 40 more years old, I guess. And so we're told that maybe they could have opened it for, you know, a month, 6 weeks in the winter. At one time they said that. And we're kind of saying, well, do you really want to do that? Because frankly, we've trained people to go the 50, make the turn, carry on.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just have a very short time where they get to go 80, don't make a turn, and then they have to go back because there's going to be work done next summer.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
hopefully by the end of that process next summer, we'll have 3 lanes up the West Hill and 2 lanes coming down. It'll be amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be.
Yeah.
Any other major projects offhand that you might think of that are in the budget in 2024?
Well, we do have the slump with the sewer and the storm water and fresh water on the 101st Street, straight up the Hart Street there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking into how to fix that in a more permanent fashion. Some of it, we would like some government funding to help the cause, but that is one of the things we're dealing with. There's also a little slump over under the CN Bridge on the west side that we have to deal with because it is where water and sewer lines are, We don't want them to have too many major issues. What else have we got going on? Well, this coming year, we'll have the second year of some of the downtown sidewalk changes. So we'll be refreshing some of the cement, the brickwork there, let's call it that. Other than that, we'll be finishing off the neighborhood renewal program where the co-op, just behind the street behind the co-op.
Okay.
So it'll be due to have that project completed with sidewalks, pavement, and lighting. We have negotiated with ATCO that they will eventually be replacing all of the lights that are not LED with LED in the future, both to save costs and a different kind of lighting. You know, as time has moved on, we've learned that we want light focused downwards, not like a big sunlight sort of thing all over the place. So things like that are going along. There's also a plan to redo some of the dike on the east side, the pavement. It won't redo it all because we never have enough money in one year to redo it all, unless that's the only thing we're doing. A few more pavement projects are on the plan as well. And other than that, we're looking at a project over at the pool where we're hiring a group to look at the lifespan of various elements in the pool, including the building itself, any of the infrastructure that's in it. And we're part of that, but going ahead is the hot tub replacement, which is a major it became a bigger and bigger project as they investigated more and more. But it's kind of a weird project. You're working with pipes that are encased in cement, and they're way down in the ground, and you're confined spaces. So the project really adds up. You know, it'll be $750,000 by the time it's all well and done. And then we can look at the slide, some sort of thing there. Maybe not the identical slide, but maybe some type of slide. You know?
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just something new. The pool has had a lot of work on it the last few years, but again, like the bridge, it's approaching its 40 plus year. It'll be 35. So all sorts of things like that.
Fingers crossed it's a good 2024?
Fingers crossed that it's a good 2024 and that we don't have any major issues with floods, fires,
Earthquakes,
any type of situation like that. Yeah. And, you know, we're also looking at our healthcare situation and continuing to try to attract and retain healthcare people in our region because it's one of our basic necessities these days, and lots of traumas associated just if you don't have access, you know? So, yeah, so looking forward to all sorts of things next year. We're planning on some adventures on the river with river days and things like that, which will be new. And it'll be hopefully a great summer. A little rainfall would be helpful. A little snow would be helpful right now, you know?
But, that will work just fine. My sincere apologies if I put words in your mouth as far as the earthquake reference
is concerned.
But I do appreciate this. Mary Lane Manzer, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. And we're wishing everybody a relaxed holiday and some time just to refresh themselves over the next month or so.